welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 21. This comes after Widnes's 44-12 win over York in the Challenge Cup on Saturday. A good win for Widnes, 4 tries on debut for Sam Freeman, and in this show I've gone down to Parklands to see Sam's mum Viv, who runs the Parklands Club. I did organise that before Saturday, but it's fitting quite nicely. A good win for Widnes in the end, some good tries, and then Wakefield away in the next round, which isn't the best draw, it has to be said. Of course, Wakefield doing very well in Super League, and of course not a massive money maker, which Widnes presumably would want and need at this stage of the competition. A bit of a shame there. We've got an interview coming up with Jordan Johnston, which again Adrian Jackson has provided to us following the game against York. This weekend, Good Friday, Lee at home, 3 o'clock, make sure you get down for that one. It'll be good to have a packed house. Of course, a tough game that one for Widnes, and maybe a good marker of where we're at in the competition. And then Monday is away at York, Easter Monday, so a very long time since Widnes played away in York, so if you can get to that one, make sure you do and support the boys. But before we cut to Parklands and speak with Viv, here's Jordan Johnston speaking to Adrian Jackson.
Jordan Johnson, thought it was going to be difficult against York, but the boys got the job done.
Yeah, we got the job done. Credit to them. The rest of the few players today, obviously we've busy Easter coming up and suffered a few injuries throughout the game and finished with 11 men, but I thought first half today was, I thought we were poor again. We can't really afford to start like that, especially with a big game next week, but second half and that, we got the job done. It was a pretty professional job in the end up. The scoreline probably reflected the game towards the end, but pretty happy with the result.
Kieran said that he had to give you a bit of a roast in the half time. Was that fully deserved?
Yeah, fully deserved. It's not the first one either. Last few weeks we've been starting poor and we've done it again, and we're giving cheap ball away, turning ball away, penalties away, just ill discipline. It wasn't a good start, so yeah, he roasted us, he gave us it at half time, and you know, we came out second half and had a much better half.
Where do you think the game was won?
Our edge is a good, you know, we've got Gels and Keenan out there in the centres who can create something out of nothing. But our halves really stepped up the second half and we created space and took our chances.
Some big lads though in the pack for York, so the Widnes pack really had to be on guard and be tough in defence.
They probably rolled us a little bit, to be fair to them, credit to them. They ran hard and tackled hard, and you know, it was a pretty even tussle in the middle. You know, they were in the ruck when they had the ball, we were in the ruck when we had the ball. You know, that's something we need to fix up. We need to be better in that middle of the field and control that ruck a bit better.
And how are you feeling? You happy with your form?
Yeah, good. Obviously, to start the season, I wasn't playing that big of minutes that I wanted to, and I was probably a bit disappointed. You know, obviously, Hoodie moved on, circumstances, and you know, I've stepped in now. Obviously, being the number one hooker and playing 80 minutes and, you know, really enjoying myself and feel like I'm probably flourishing in the role now. I'm enjoying my rugby, playing with a smile on my face. Really enjoying it.
Boys, in the next round of the Cup, where does the Challenge Cup lie in the priorities for you guys?
We're going for everything.
Yeah.
That's what we've said. We want everything, 1895 Challenge Cup and hopefully top 5 in promotion. We're just going all out every week now, playing our strongest team. We're going for it.
Easter's ahead, 2 tough games there.
2 very tough games.
Lee and York will be totally different from what they were like there tonight.
Yeah, especially Lee will be buzzing off the back of their performance at OKR on Thursday night as well. So that's going to be a massive test here at home. We're undefeated here. Scale say it's our fortress, so we'll be looking to defend that unbeaten record at home and do a job on them. And backing it up at York again, another top team. I'm sure they'll have a few bodies back that we're missing today, so that's going to be a lot tougher than what tonight was.
Fingers crossed, so you get the wins and get out of 0
Yeah,
points.
Definitely. We won. Last week was a bit disappointing at Batley. We're probably looking a little bit far ahead, you know, taking them points for granted there, and they're a good side, especially at home on the hill. Friday night we'll be looking to get our first 2 points on the board. Well, second, first 2.
Thanks to Adrian for that interview with Jordan Johnston. Thanks also to our sponsors, PD Law, Musical All Sorts, Arnold Gorse Financial Management and Dealer Jewellers. We've got a bonus interview as well, as usual. Adrian caught up with Kieran Purtill. We'll listen to what Kieran had to say after that game against York. It was recorded before the draw, so no comments on that, I'm afraid. But straight after that, we'll cut into the interview with Viv Freeman following Sam Freeman's 4 try show on his home debut on Saturday night.
Kieran Pearl, job done for the Vikings in the next round. The cup, what's your view of the game overall?
Yeah, I think the major positive for me is we won the game, we're through to the next round. I'm not particularly happy as a coach in our performance. I think the last couple of weeks we've been a bit up and down. You know, even against Rochdale and Oldham, there were aspects in them games I weren't happy with, and ultimately that caught us out last week at Batley. You know, at half time, I blasted the players, and you shouldn't really have to do that as a coach, but sometimes it's needed. And I just think we're probably just not investing the energy in the right areas of the game at the moment. We're scoring tries, we've got plenty of points in us, but defensively we need to be better. We need to be better around the ruck, and we need to be more clinical, because we're the bottom of the league at the moment, and we don't want to stay there. And we've got some big games and some good teams to come up against in the next few weeks, so we need to be better as a group.
Despite the roasting, did you get the response you wanted in the second half?
Yeah, eventually. Again, second half, we were a little bit slow getting going, but once we kicked into gear, we scored some nice tries. But overall, we've got to be better. We play York again on Easter Monday. They'll be a better team, and we need to certainly be a lot better than we were tonight. And we've got Good Friday against Lee, which is going to be a really tough game. So, we'll get back in again this week. We'll work hard, and we just need to fix a few things up and get our combinations going again. And if we do that and invest the right energy, then we'll be fine.
Been a lot of positives surrounding York. That's our first taste of them. What was your thoughts on them?
Yeah, they're a good team. You can see why they've been successful and they've come up. And as a club, they're growing again. They're getting ready to move into a new stadium. They play the game pretty simple, but they're effective in what they do. They're nice and controlled, and they work hard for each other. And there's a few lessons from them we can take into it. But I'm expecting the next time we meet them, it's going to be a lot tougher game.
Plenty of tries scored and five for the young lad on the wing.
Yeah, great. He debuted last week. He waited a long time for that. He's been patient, and then to get your home debut and score lots of tries, it's almost a dream for him there. I know he'll be proud of that, and his family will be proud of it. And I thought he brought plenty of energy to our team tonight.
Next up it is the league, and it's going to be a tough Easter period, bearing in mind the squad is stretched with injuries.
Yeah, it is very tough. It's tough when you've got a full squad, but we're a bit light at the moment. Last week at Batley we were down to 16 first team players, and we brought Jaden Atten in. Again this week we've got 19, and that's all we've got. And looks like we could have lost another one or two possibly today. So we'll have to reassess, and we'll have to dig into our squad and our under-19s and have a look in there. That's part of the process of administration we've gone through. We always knew at some point this was going to come. We just got to work hard for each other, dig our heels in, and hopefully come out the other side with a few wins as well.
Two big games ahead, Lee and York. It's going to be really tough.
Oh, massively. Extremely. Both clubs are playing really well. Like I said, I won't read too much into the score tonight against York, but really tough games. And we have to be really good in both those games to get results.
Look forward to them, but enjoy the win tonight.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll enjoy the win. On Monday we'll get back in and we'll start looking for Friday, and then before you know it, you're into Monday. So it's a real tough period we're going into. But we've got the win. We're in the next round.
I'm down here with Viv Freeman, director at Parkland Sports Clubs. Now, I'm really pleased about this, Viv, because people are going to think I've deliberately come here and got you on because Sam scored four tries. But I actually arranged this before the weekend, so I'm going to take a little bit of credit for that. I mean, before we talk about Parklands and stuff, just tell us a little bit about Saturday night. And obviously, you've obviously been waiting quite a while for his competitive home debut. And, I mean, it couldn't have gone much better.
No, it was just emotional, I suppose, is the best word. There was lots of our friends and family all over the stadium, and everybody just felt the same. You just want them to give a good account of themselves. Like you say, he's waited a while now. And to get the one try would have just been fantastic, But for the performance that he actually gave was just brilliant for all of us, especially the family.
Yeah, and what's it like? Obviously, did he get injured after he got a bit of a knock, didn't he, after his fourth try, maybe, or what it was?
I think he'd had a couple of knocks throughout, but then I don't know what number it was, but he landed on his ankle after that final try, didn't he? But I think he just didn't want to come off, no matter what. So,
what's it like being a mother of a player? That's like, when you see him getting battered and bruised and.
It's tough, especially when you see some of the opposition. I mean, he's not. You know, he's not. he's not 6'5", is Sam, is he, sir? But he makes up for it, you know, in his desire. And all he's wanted to do is play for his hometown club. You know, his dad, his granddad, his family are all massive Widnes fans and always have been. So to finally get onto the pitch on your home, play for your hometown is just fantastic, isn't it? So.
And, you know, you mentioned about his desire and he had that try, which yeah. I think I said a few times. I mean, it took some finishing from there. And there was, I think someone, was it the Parkins football? Someone from Parkins football got a really good video of it, didn't they?
That's right. And they were sending us videos because everyone was scattered all around the stadium. So, but that was quite funny to play that back, listen to them all shouting and screaming when usually we think it's just us. You know. But yeah, they sent that during the game because... Personally, we thought he'd knocked it on.
Right.
And then obviously he scored, and then they sent us the video, and obviously we've watched it quite a few times since. So.
Because you're in the South Stand, you sit at the back, don't you? Don't you sit at the back? I could see you in about six. You stood up all the time. Yeah, I've seen you. Steward's nightmare.
Yeah. We're at the back. Some of the family to the right, some to the left, and as I say, the Parkins crew on the other side from the football team. So. It was just a great day for him and everybody associated with him, to be honest.
And you've been on the road as well, were you out there? Because obviously he made his debut away.
Yeah, well, we go to quite a lot of the away games, and we have done over the years anyway, watching the first team. So that's the first time I've been to Batley. So him making his debut was fantastic. And to be honest, the Batley fans were brilliant. There was quite a few of them around as we knew he was making his debut. And they were great, really supportive, which was really nice. But that's the rugby world, isn't it, for you?
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been to quite a few. Obviously, we'll probably get to a few more now, but as well as the home games. So.
And obviously, you've still got the away travel going from here.
Yeah. So Louise Goodall runs the away coaches, and they're getting busier and busier. So I think last week we had about 40 people leave from here, and then we come back, have food, etc., and a few drinks. Hopefully celebrate. So that's getting busier and busier and more popular, and that's great, especially at this end of the time, getting more people to the away games as well as the home games. You know, that's always been a bit of a drive for us here at the club, to try and get as many people or new fans as well. You know, there's 5,500 houses around here now, and probably less than 2% of them have ever stepped foot in the stadium. So trying to convince people to support the club, to support the hometown team, and support rugby maybe again that they've never ever been to before. So that's definitely a focus for us here at the club.
A lot of posh houses around here as well. I bet yours is in there somewhere. There's plenty of money around here.
But yeah, it's just nice to. So it's good for us when we get people down there who've never been before and they've really enjoyed it and want to go again. And that's the great thing for Parklands here.
Before, again, we'll talk about Parklands a bit more depth in a bit, but I want to talk a little bit about what it's like having your son picked up at a young age by a professional club and obviously working through and what it's like managing maybe a child's expectations. Because obviously everyone dreams of, you know, I'm 30, still dream of playing. Maybe I might break in the team one of these years, which is never going to happen. But you know what I mean? It's like, how difficult is it to manage that as a parent?
It has its ups and downs. You know, Mark and I have just always tried to keep his feet on the ground, and you know, there's so many things. They've got to stay fit. You know, they've got to look after themselves. They've got to make sacrifices, even from 14 when they get into the scholarship, when they're starting to learn about, you know, what they eat, what they do, how they behave, not just on the pitch but off the pitch, who they're representing. And when they go in for those talks at the end of every year, you know, you've got to make sure that they know that there's got to be a plan B and a plan C, because you don't know what's going to happen. Sam himself has had a bit of an up and down journey. You know, the second year in the academy he was injured, and you stood back watching other people playing when you're not playing. So it's not just the physical side to it, the mental side to it. You've got to be strong. And they've got to understand that it might not work out. You know, I've seen that myself with the first team coming to Parklands. There's that player rotation every year, you know, and you get to know the families and the wives and the girlfriends. And the following season, that they've been moved on or they've been signed elsewhere. So, you know, they're going to have that right throughout their life. And I think the most important thing is letting them or guiding them into the fact that they're in the real world. They're not, it's not scholarship, it's not academy anymore. It's they're playing with men in the man's world type of thing in that sport that they're in. So, but I, fundamentally, it's just keeping the feet on the ground. But I'll be honest, it has been pretty good with that.
I'd like to say a lot of them things that you mentioned, regardless of whether you make it as a rugby player or not, that's quite useful for life. Like I say, like the discipline in particular is obviously quite useful, no matter, you know, whatever line of work you end up
absolutely.
So, obviously, you touched on it a little bit there. Just tell us a little bit about Parkland's involvement with Widnes over the years. Obviously, you've been involved with the sponsor. I know Mark's company's been involved as a sponsor as well. But you've done a little bit more, haven't you, with the club?
For the past 5 years, I think it was the end of 2013 that we first got involved with the Vikings. I think that was the year before Sam got on the scholarship in all fairness. So they were looking to have somewhere for the team to go away from the gym and away from the pitch where they could socialise together, eat together. And I've known Dave Rolt through my husband playing rugby years ago and Dave played with him, so I've known him for a long time. And he recommended us, Dennis and the team came up and we started to work with the nutritionalists in providing lunch for them 3 or 4 times a week, just based on healthy eating. And you get to see a unique side of the rugby, really. You know, before I only ever had that vision of them on the pitch, but, you know, when you see what they go through, what they put their bodies through, and like I said, what they go through mentally, if they're not playing, if they get injured, especially if it's long-term, the effect that has on their families, you know, they spend a lot of time here with their families, wives and girlfriends. So it's also a place that they can relax. I think Jeremiah said last year to me that, you know, we work at the stadium, but this is at Parklands, is our home type of scenario, because everybody respects the fact that when they're in the club, they're here to relax with the families, which is great. You know, the captain, Hep Cahill, he's done lots of hog roast here and fed everybody on his days off, etc. So there's been lots of things that we've done with them. But you do get to see the highs and the lows of what they go through, and then it's more important that when you see them on the pitch, you want them to do even better, because you know how much it means to them and who they are and who their families are, you know. So
yeah, I mean, it's obviously that human element, I guess, that you see.
Absolutely.
You know, we go to a match and you see a rugby player in a shirt and you want him to do miracles or whatever sometimes, and it's like ultimately he's a human being just like the rest of us.
Yeah, and you know, you're watching, like when we first started, I think the second or third year academy was like Ollie Ashall, Ted and Jay, JJ, Joe Lyons, etc. And then when you see them come through into the first team, you know, you get a real sense of achievement for them. You really want them to do well. Again, the second wave now with, you know, Liam Walsh, Sam, Lloyd, Owen, and that, it's the same. You know, when Owen got injured on Saturday, you know, you really feel for them because you know what they've got to go through now to get back to where they want to be, you know. So
it's almost like you've got them in as like part of your extended family almost. Feeding one rugby player wasn't enough, you ended up feeding a load of
And then they're at the house and stuff as Sam's friends stuff, you see them that way. So you just want them to give a good account of themselves.
Yeah, and sort of, you know, obviously now there's more of a bit more of a buzz around the club, and you know, especially with the young players as well, the academy, like say, this whole building over 4 or 5 years where you have players together for a long time fits in even greater with the family ethos, I suppose, that you've got here as well.
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, we see their families, we've the wives and the girlfriends come here and stuff. So you, and people, the members of our club, you know, it's great for them to see them. You know, the real people at the end of the day, aren't they? So, and I was a bit like that myself when they first came here. You think, oh, it's the Widnes Vikings, you know. But the more you get to know them, they're just normal, you know, normal young men with families want to relax and enjoy what the club has to offer. So
yeah, I suppose, you know, like you said, great to have this sort of facility away from the stadium that they can come and relax in. You mentioned Hep's Hog Roast, which is the star attraction at the Whistle Easter extravaganza, yes, if they call it. I don't know tomorrow. Where they got that name from, but it's there. Yeah. That's Thursday night.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, Wednesday night. Thursday night, 5 till 7. Tickets are available via the whistle means. I'll post the link on the bottom of
it
this
video. It actually
goes
on later, but I think the children's bit. It's 5 till 7.
And you've got a nice, I mean, just tell, for people that have not been to Parkland, just explain the facilities you've got here.
Yeah, so fundamentally we're a community-based club, social club, if you like. We, as well as football and rugby, we have a lot of social inclusion programmes. So, you know, photography, we've got the Halton Photography Club, we have a book club, we have cycling, we have a walking group. So it's not just about the rugby and the football, although that obviously plays a big part in it. We show all the live sport. We do a lot of conferences and trainings in the day. We have a big function room, so up to about 150, 160 people. And of course, celebrations and events held at the weekends. The team themselves have used it and used the pitches. But it's not just about the Witness Vikings. You know, Parkland's football club, really successful over the last few years. We've got a junior football academy now, Parkland's JFC. We're about to launch a mini league for girls and boys under sevens on a Sunday morning. So anybody who wants to play football can just turn up on a Sunday and play with the friends for an hour or so. So we're always trying to find things that people may be interested in to come as a family, or just literally, like you say, social inclusion, where they could be on their own, but there's something for them to do in the club or be part of. We've got a lot of females coming into the club now, which is great. So over the last 5 or 6 years, I think it is really now at the heart of the community at this end of Crompton and Widnes.
What time are you open to the public?
Right, so we open from 4 o'clock daily in the week, and then on a Saturday and Sunday we're open from 12. That's usually as all the teams come in and prepare to go off and play for the day. But yeah, we've done a lot of sports events, sportsmen's dinners, sportsmen's evenings, etc. And anything we can do to raise money for any particular cause, as long as it's a local charity, then we tend to get involved in it, rather than the bigger ones, you know.
Yeah.
So we know that it's somebody locally or some sort of organisation locally that will benefit.
And what about yourself? Obviously, you know, you mentioned Mark was into the rugby, so I guess you've been watching Widnes for a long time, haven't you? Or...
Yeah, well, fundamentally, I was born in Liverpool, so it was always football. But, you know, when we moved to Widnes, especially in the 70s, it was all rugby. Obviously, I met Mark. Mark played rugby. So, yeah, I've always been interested in it that way. Obviously, it's been more at the forefront over the last sort of 10, 12 years since Sam started playing rugby. He played rugby union for the Wids, and then he got involved in rugby league when he was about 14. But football and rugby, I mean, I love both of them, but I have developed a lot more respect for the rugby since we've had the club, and we've got to know the lads a bit more, just like I said before, what they go through and what they have to put their bodies and minds through compared to what some of the football do for a lot more money. So, yeah.
I suppose, well, I mean, if you sponsored them a bit more, they might get a bit more money.
Yeah.
Mark's behind the camera laughing there. as well as that, you know, and you must see that as well with people that come in here, that, I guess, I mean, I obviously have a very privileged, I'm very privileged to have the job that I have, where, you know, I work in sport and I get to speak to a lot of people all the time. But there's, you know, there's people who are working 12-hour shifts. You might come in here for a drink, and rugby's like everything to them in terms of, like, you know, watching Widnes might be the one thing that they look forward to every week. And I suppose that's a prime example of what a community club can bring together, I suppose, people.
Yeah, you know, we show all the Super League games, any rugby that's on the TV, that will show. But, I mean, football's been quite dominant, hasn't it, because of Sky and the money that's involved in it. It would be great to get more people interested in the rugby, especially after what the club's been through over the last couple of months. You know, it needs the fans more than ever now, and it needs new fans, and it needs the children to come through and start supporting them. So, you know, trying to get events here at the club to get people more interested in rugby is something, again, that we're trying to have a look at the moment. But yeah, definitely. I often think how many people have driven past that stadium every day, but have never been inside it, you know? So if we could just get one person to go with us every week who's never been before, and trying to get them interested in the game, it'd just be fantastic for the town.
Yeah. And one other thing before we finish, you've got loads of signed shirts up in here, which is great because we've got loads of signed shirts in our office as well. Tell me, which one's your favourite?
Sam's,
obviously. Apart from that, that was a silly question, wasn't it? I'm just looking for that
joking.
Around here.
I mean, is it
his academy one, that one?
That's an academy one, but that was a special one that they did for the Catalan game, academy game last year. So all the colours on it represent all the community teams that the boys came from, which is really nice. But Steve and Mike O'Neill were just so kind to let us have their Wembley shirts this year. So we're custodians of those. And of course, they were sort of boyhood heroes of March, you know.
Right.
That was fun.
One of them obviously did a lot more work than the other, because
one's a lot cleaner than the other one, isn't it? And then, of course, we had Kurt here. I've met Kurt a few times when he's been over in the past. So it was great to get his jersey as well.
Mm. And the heritage is quite important as well, isn't it? I mean, you know, massive part of Widnes as a town.
Yeah, because you know, even like Sam coming through now, you know, he knows about Steve and Mike because of what Mark and I have told him. But, you know, all the young lads now, it's just important that they do know that history of the club and where the clubs come from. And being, especially when you've been born and bred in Widnes, like the O'Neills were... they hold more of a special place in everyone's heart, I think, don't they? So even though the team's really important, it's always nice to see somebody local going through and doing really well.
Brilliant. Viv, thanks very much for your time. We hope Sam scores 4 tries in every whole match moving forward. Thanks everyone for watching, listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the channels. Give it a like on Facebook. Send us your comments if you want to see anything. If you want to find out more about Parklands as well, I'll put some links to Parklands in the description as well. But that's it for me for now for this week, and I'll see you next week.